It looks like the little town that time forgot and the decades cannot improve, but it's not Lake Wobegon.
At the end of the day, in Sitka, Alaska, everyone's attention turns to the sea.
This 60-second commercial is now airing nationwide in selected markets. It's the work of Cargill, the Minnesota-based corporation that produces a huge number of agricultural, pharmaceutical, and food products, including
a shipment of natural sea salt from Cargill, essential for preserving the catch.
Ann Ness is the Vice President of Corporate Brand Management for Cargill. I reached her at corporate headquarters in Minneapolis.
We love Sitka. We really do. And we had a short list of three semifinalist coastal towns in Alaska, and the production company visited all three. Their recommendation lined up with ours, and that was that Sitka had all the charm and all of the locale that we needed. So we love Sitka.
Cargill has global scope. The Sitka Salt commercial is less about selling salt than it is about reminding the marketplace that Cargill understands that business is not exclusively about product. Cargill's been working with the idea for about 10 years. Ness calls the series of commercials, which have the look and feel of movie trailers, corporate folk stories.
Out where the fishing boats finish their day's work and begin the journey home.
I never forgot the feeling they were trying to sell anything other than maybe a corporate image, that we are out there and we do help.
Gary Short is a retired school teacher in Sitka. He taught second grade for 27 years. He appears midway through the one-minute version of the commercial with his salt-white beard, putting on a peacoat and a cap to go out and greet the boats. He saw the casting call in the local newspaper last fall, and his wife convinced him to try out. The production company was working for the advertising firm Martin Williams in Minneapolis. Short says it's no surprise that the Minnesota-born warmth of a prairie home companion radiates through the commercial. He says he felt an immediate affinity for everyone involved in the production.
We are definitely slower than a lot of the rest of the nation. Just in the way we look at things and the way we do things. I know when I called Cargill to find out where to go on the internet to see the commercial, the people reminded me somewhat of talking to people in Sitka. They were not the cold business type. They were just like friends almost instantly. They were more than willing to help. All of them had seen the commercial, and they wanted to know all about Sitka and what it was like here. And is it really that beautiful? Is it really that nice? They just couldn't believe that any place was as nice as that.
Sitka certainly stands up to that praise, but maybe not in the middle of October. Cargill's work on the ground was under the supervision of Bruce Bohanek, the director of corporate brand management. He says the crew got to work the first morning at 6 a.m. in the dark and, of course, in pouring rain.
It was a shot that did actually get in the spot of the truck driving along a causeway, but that first morning it was like, oh boy, I don't know how this is going to work. But they managed to pull it off. I think the camera was covered in rain protection about a third of the time.
The commercial was shot on 35mm film. It's saturated with the colors of the ocean, the mountains, and Sitka's harbors. The production company brought a tremendous amount of expertise to the commercial, which is rumored to have cost over $500,000 to make. But Bohanek says expertise is all that was imported. Sitka supplied the rest of the movie magic.
It was such an authentic story. We didn't have to recreate something artificially. I mean, everything that we needed to shoot was there. The people were real fishermen, real townspeople. The settings were the homes, the buildings, the shops, the waterfront. It was all right there. And so it was just a matter of capturing it on film.
The safe arrival of the boats is highly anticipated.
Despite the charm of its setting, its tranquil narrative and Hollywood polish, the commercial does carry a strong message. It's building Cargill's brand, to be sure, but Gary Short wonders if it's mutual.
It made Sitka look every bit as good as it is. I don't think it misrepresented Sitka in any way. Well, Sitka is a beautiful, beautiful place, and we're all fortunate to be here.
The Cargill Salt commercial is targeted at executives in the food industry. It's also playing in 15 markets where employees and key customers reside. Cargill officials expect it to have a shelf life of about 2 years. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Wolfish.
This is how Cargill works with customers.